Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saila for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When Jesus was accused by the Pharisees of casting out demons by the power of the devil, he countered with a question. If Satan drives out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then, he asked, can his kingdom stand? As he often did, Jesus had asked a rhetorical question which forced decision. He then followed with another hard-to-answer question. How can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can rob his house. Bind the strong man is another translation. One of the reasons that Jesus made people uncomfortable is that he cut to the core of issues. He never glossed over things or sugarcoated his message for popular consumption. In this case, he drew a line putting God on one side and Satan or the devil on the other. His works, he argued, were either God or the devil. But the very nature of them demanded that they acknowledge God had confronted them with the truth. Jesus taught clearly that our world, the world of computers, email, miracle medicines, and space travel, is also disputed territory. God's prior claim has been disputed by the devil, the prince of the power of the air, as Paul described him. The bottom line, according to the Bible, is that your world and your life is a battleground between the spiritual and the carnal or fleshly. God and the devil both want your territory. It's a spiritual battle, and the devil's a poor loser. Bind the strong man was the phrase that Jesus used. He is saying, don't let him have an inch, a millimeter of your life. Question. Is there an area of your life or your thinking wherein you feel that you're spiritually bound and you know it isn't good? Put another way, is there something in your life which you desperately wish you could break out of, but you feel powerless in your own strength to get on top of? If your answer is yes, whatever thought just came to your mind is an area in which you need to deal with something. A bad temper, sexual addiction, pornography, drugs, disbelief, or what? Bind the strong man was Jesus' counsel. But can you do that? Certainly, because you are only saying, yes, Lord, to what God's purpose is. He also said, I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Beginning his ministry at Nazareth, Jesus quoted the words of Isaiah, saying that his ministry was to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah wrote. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. Hey, did you notice that phrase about release? That's God's work. When you bind something, you limit Satan's influence or threat. You don't blow him away or annihilate him, but you render him harmless and powerless. Friend, God's power within is far greater than the enemy's power without. Never forget the statement from 1 John 4:4, which says, "The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Bottom line, a lot of us need to exercise the spiritual power which God intends us to use to bind the strong man, freeing those habits and areas of our lives which rightfully belong to the Lord. Don't settle for less than God's best in your life. Bind the strong man and let God's power and presence invade that part of you which rightfully belongs to Him. You'll be glad you did.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saila with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.